Welcome back to Take Care, a weekly conversation on health and wellness on WRVO Public Media. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen. Every family has one. The person who pushes ginger tea to settle an upset stomach or mixes up a baking soda poultice to draw away the poison from a bee sting. These homespun healers' folk remedies can be charming or annoying. Maybe back in the day when you had to treat your own injury or illness, they were better than nothing, or maybe not.
We're all familiar with at least a couple of folk remedies, but do they work? Actually, some do, according to our next guest. Denise Foley is an award-winning health journalist and the contributing executive editor at Prevention Magazine. She's the co-author of the Doctor's Book of Home Remedies for Children, from allergies and animal bites to toothache and TV addiction, hundreds of doctor-proven techniques and tips to care for your kid. Welcome to Take Care, Denise. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Long before there were pharmaceutical companies, people looked to nature to help relieve their ailments. So it's not surprising that some of the remedies have stood the test of time and continue to be used to this day. And one of those is ginger. Tell us about how ginger has been used to help with nausea.
Well, in times gone by, as you pointed out, that was basically the only thing that you could use. And I'm sure some poor nauseous ancestor of ours happened to take some ginger and say, "Ooh, I feel so much better now," and then pass that on to friends, family, and succeeding generations. And I'm old enough to remember when these were truly just old folk remedies, but now we know that things like ginger have not only stood the test of time, but they also stand the test of medical research. And so there is dozens and dozens and dozens of studies now of clinical research that show that people who are having problems after surgery, who have arthritis, who have morning sickness, just an upset stomachs, that this works, that it works.
What do you think is the most effective and quickest way to get relief using ginger?
Well, probably the easiest thing is if you haven't prepared ahead of time is to just have a little bit of ginger on hand. I keep a bag of actually candied ginger, but I always had it in the pantry for cooking and everything. But you could just grab a couple of those. The thing that we recommend, which I think is wonderful because it just makes you feel terrific, are frozen ginger chips. And that just involves, it's a little preparation. You got to have these on hand, but you put some fresh ginger into hot water, let it sit and steep. Usually, I always let it sit and steep for about 10 to 15 minutes. I want to get all that stuff in there. You strain it, and then you freeze it in ice cube trays. And then if you're not feeling good, you get those cubes, you crush them up, and you kind of suck on them until your tummy feels a little bit better.
Okay, you have an interesting remedy for curbing a cough, and I really like this one. What is it?
Oh, to take a little square or two of dark chocolate. The studies have found that there is a substance in chocolate called theobromine, and it actually turned out to be much more effective than codeine at suppressing cough. And plus, with codeine, you get drowsiness and constipation, which isn't pleasant. And with chocolate, you get that wonderful feeling that all's right with the world. Or maybe that's just me. But it really works, theobromine.
I can
in the chocolate.
I see why they're not recommending that you have chocolate at night just because it has, some minor amounts of caffeine. What do you recommend that might also work to calm a nagging cough at night?
Well, this is one that, again, this is a very, very old remedy, and that is to take 2 teaspoons of honey. Now, this is for children above the age of 1, but honey has a number of effects. Most people don't realize that it's also an antibiotic. It helps coat the back of the throat and makes the cough sort of disappear. And a lot of natural healing experts also recommend taking about 500 milligrams of C, vitamin C as well. And they recommend ester C because it's non-acidic. And so you don't want to be taking a vitamin C before you lay down, because if you have any kind of reflux problems, that's a disaster.
Right.
The studies show that honey actually works better than a cough suppressant in treating kids' coughs. And these days, they're really not encouraging you to use a lot of cold and cough remedies with kids, largely because they don't work very well.
If you're just joining us, you're listening to Take Care, a conversation on health and wellness on WRVO Public Media. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen.
And we're talking to Denise Foley. She's an award-winning health journalist and the contributing executive editor at Prevention Magazine. She's also the co-author of the Doctor's Book of Home Remedies for Children. And we're talking to her about her favorites. She finds them effective. And the next one is something to take to remedy bad breath. Why don't you describe that?
Oh, this is a good one also. This is a two-part remedy. One is you want to gargle with a very small cup of lemon juice. You can go get real lemon or you can make your own. Just gargle, and what the acidic juice does, it basically creates an environment where bacteria do not want to live. And then just have a little bit of plain unsweetened yogurt. And what's in that yogurt, which is a lactobacillus bacteria, make sure that you get a product that has guarantees that there is lactobacillus in it. This is a probiotic, and it actually gives you other kind of bacteria that competes with the bacteria that is causing your bad breath. It lasts maybe 12 to 24 hours, so you just need to do this once.
I was very surprised by what you recommend for insomnia. What favorite fruit of mine should we be taking?
Cherries. Life is just a bowl of cherries. Cherries are one of the very few foods that contain melatonin. They don't contain a whole lot of melatonin, but they do contain melatonin, and that is the hormone that helps your body regulate sleep patterns. At the end of the evening, your body is supposed to produce more melatonin, which helps you go to sleep, and then as you're waking up, your body stops producing it, and it allows you to wake up slowly. But if you are having a melatonin problem, and many of us do because we are exposed to it, they often call it the vampire hormone because it only is produced when it is dark, and there are very few places now where it is really dark. You know, we even sit at night and watch our TVs, and that little bit of light can prevent your body from producing melatonin. So what you want to do is you want to have a little bit of cherry juice at the end of the day, and look for tart cherry juice. It'll be sweet, but it's made from tart cherries. And there's a particular brand called Montmorency, something like that, that have been studied.
We only have about 30 seconds, but you have a very natural home remedy for whitening stained teeth. Tell us about that.
I love this. This is a wonderful remedy. You want to get a little pinch of baking soda, enough water to make a paste, and then crush some fresh strawberries into it. And what you've got there is a wonderful toothpaste that is going to remove stains. It's going to, by the acid that's in the strawberries, and also by those little seeds. You know, strawberries are the only fruit that have their seeds on the outside. And so you've got this malic acid in the strawberries, and the seeds that help kind of buff your teeth, and you get this white, shiny smile.
Natural home remedies from Denise Foley, who's an award-winning health journalist and the contributing executive editor at Prevention Magazine. She is also the co-author of the Doctor's Book of Home Remedies for Children. Thank you so much, Denise.
Thank you.
For more information on folk remedies and Denise Foley, visit the Take Care webpage at wrvo.org.
Coming up on next week's show, many of us have problems with clutter. But as many as 15 million Americans suffer from hoarding disorder. Dr. Robin Zazio, a nationally known psychotherapist and author who appears on the A&E TV show Hoarders, examines the roots of this disorder and explains why it's so difficult to treat.
Thanks for spending this half hour with us. If you have any questions or comments about today's show, email us at takecare@wrvo.org. This episode of Take Care is also available as a podcast on iTunes and at wrvo.org/takecare. I'm Lorraine Rapp.
And I'm Linda Lowen.
And until next time, take care.
The information presented on Take Care is offered for educational and informational purposes only and should not be construed as personal medical advice. You should consult with your personal physician or caregiver regarding your own medical care. Take Care is a production of WRVO Public Media, written and produced by Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen, edited and engineered by Leah Landry. Catherine Loper is executive producer. Support for Take Care comes from the Health Foundation for Western and Central New York.